We're going to talk to Jeff Katz in just a couple of moments about his program, Light Up RVA, that I hope you have heard him talk about in the afternoons. You know, this idea to try to give everybody a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, in the next couple of weeks, hopefully we're going to have some really good news. Now, this morning, Gary just mentioned we're beginning to get the new numbers, and I always want to start these segments with the facts in front of us. We've got an additional, 9 deaths related to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus this morning here in Virginia. So we're up to 63 deaths in Virginia, 563 total hospitalizations, 3,333 people who have tested positive. That's out of 28,000 people tested. And the number that I think is really important for everybody to keep in mind here is there are 8 million of us here in Virginia. So not to minimize the death of anybody at all, but 63 deaths at this stage, and I think that should be a number that is sobering for us that, you know, perhaps, I'm not saying relax, but, you know, perhaps we are not in as awful a situation as we thought we were just a couple of weeks ago. Perhaps. I think that's a reasonable thing to at least suggest and engage in a conversation about. Because there are a lot of people who have been very, very stressed out. And Jeff Katz and I both spend a lot of time talking to people every day. Jeff, with his program in the afternoon, we are glad to have you with us early this morning, and I was kind of joking. Are you still in your pajamas this morning? Or are you? Do you put on a coat and tie here for the to appear on the early morning show, the breakfast show?
Well, John, I am. I am wearing my official work at home uniform, which includes a T-shirt, gym shorts, and, as my oldest son Harry referred to them, my formal Crocs, which are navy blue with a blue furry insert. So I am definitely dressed up for the day.
I'm sure that your children are very proud of you when you go out in public. They're glad you're quarantined right now, if that's your if that's your attire today. Hey, I was just looking on the Light Up RVA exclamation point page. You've got, you know, well over 1,500 people who have jumped into this thing in a pretty short period of time to try to light up the city.
Yeah, it's really a very, very cool situation. I mean, maybe the wrong word, but it's very heartwarming. Again, it was just one of these things I mentioned on the air that we're all dealing with this one way or another, but we're dealing with it together. And there are a lot of people painting a very, very bleak, dark picture. Mm-hmm. And it just occurred to me, why not turn on some lights? And I'm thrilled to say we've had tremendous response from folks who are turning on the Christmas lights and their headlights during the day. And we had some construction folks reach out and say, we have big cranes that are working on different projects and we're going to light them up as well.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, yeah, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful thing to see.
And my former colleagues at Channel 8 showed you a little bit of love. I thought that story turned out pretty well.
Yeah, it's very nice. You know, I have a great relationship with Channel 8, and I really do like the news coverage that they're providing. And it's a challenging thing for them, obviously, when visual is such a huge component of what they do. And they were very kind and reached out and said, look, this is a great idea. We love it. Would you mind chatting with us about it? And, of course, was happy to do it.
Well, I have a hard time putting up Christmas lights even at Christmas time. So I'm trying to come up with kind of a stopgap. You know, what do I just go get a candle and put it in the window? I think that may be my default position here.
Yeah, that's great. Listen, we've got a lot of folks who are doing exactly that. The little battery operated candles that cost 99 cents, and throughout my neighborhood I have a lot of neighbors that have done exactly that. It's a beautiful look, number one. Mm-hmm. And it is a visual reminder that we're going to get through this. There is that light at the end of it, and entire neighborhoods are now getting in on this. Certainly as I went through our neighborhood up here in Ashland, there's so many houses that are lit up. It's it's really inspiring, and folks reaching out to me from Henrico and Chesterfield, and there's some of these light up activities now that folks have taken from here and shared with their friends and family members across the country. So I guess there are a couple big ones now in El Paso and New York and New Jersey, and that's wonderful. We can light up the USA.
Yeah, spreading a great idea, not just the virus. That's fantastic. All right, so on a personal note, I got to tell you something. I didn't realize how, not dependent, but how much I miss the opportunity after my show is done in the morning for us to just kind of chat. A lot of people have heard us joke about how a lot of radio people are, they're rivals, you know, they hate each other. Right. Oh my God, if he gets a ratings point ahead of me, I'm going to run him down in the parking lot or whatever. And fortunately, thank God, from the moment I arrived, Jeff and I have gotten along great. I really do miss the fact that you and I don't have that 30 or 45 minutes in the morning when you would arrive to kind of talk through things. I'm feeling a little isolated, because I get frustrated and I get these ugly emails occasionally from people. And then the other stuff that's just going on that bothers everybody, that isolation from the office and your wisdom over the years doing this job, I'm feeling a little isolated. I miss you, buddy.
Wow. Well, it's very kind. Believe me, the feeling is mutual. It's, I think so many of us have these visions. Oh, one day I'm just going to work from home. And now you get the chance to work from home. And it's like, wow, I would give anything to go back to the office at any moment. It has been interesting. I'm sure it is for you as well. Staying in close contact with family. You know, I know your mom and dad have got health concerns, and so difficult, obviously, to manage that. But I miss that as well. I really look forward to the day when we'll be able to do that, and perhaps more importantly, when they relax the social distancing. Mm-hmm. Friday afternoons, you'll be able to come. I'm going to be doing the show from the deck every Friday afternoon once it's cooperative
at Casa Cat,
in terms of weather.
At Casa Cat,
that's right.
Huh?
Yes. And I'm pretty sure we can keep you 6 feet away. We've got tape measures and all of that stuff. But my goal is to have people hear the ice cubes tinkling in the glass every Friday afternoon.
You better be careful what you
show
suggest.
Out on the back deck.
You'll have to get bouncers, you know, to keep the crowds away. If you
that's right.
Too prolific in the invitations there. Well, Jeff Katz, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you're doing this. You've taken something that's a negative story that I think is wearing a lot of people down, and tried to come up with something that will at least brighten the evening and give people some hope going forward. And I think that's one of the things that those of us who are on the radio can do. And, you know, salute to you. And if you want to join Jeff in the Light Up RVA program, you can go to Facebook right now and add yourself to that list of people. Even if you're like me and you're just going to put a little candle in the window and not do all the decorations, you can be a part of this movement. Light Up RVA !! On Facebook. Thanks, Jeff. I'm always happy to talk to you. Maybe we'll get a chance to chat a little later today, too.
Yeah, I would love to do that. And John, listen, you should get a reflective new collar for Jax.
Yes.
Have you seen
the puppy?
You can help light up RVA. Yeah, beautiful.
Well, thank God we got the puppy when we did. Because it really, you know, having a puppy around, maybe like having a baby, I don't know, since I've never had children, but having a puppy around really kind of brightens your day, and you have obligations, and it just feels good, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
you. He's a good looking guy. Yeah.